Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
This evening we're continuing our series on what we believe.
En esta noche vamos a continuar nuestro series sobre lo que creemos.
And last time we began looking at God, the one true God.
La última vez empezábamos estudiando sobre Dios, el único Dios verdadero.
And so this evening we're going to continue looking at God, the one true God.
Y en esta noche vamos a continuar este estudio sobre Dios, el único Dios verdadero.
And so let's go ahead and open in prayer and we will begin.
Vamos a abrir en oración y luego empezar.
Lord, we ask that you would bless our study this evening. We pray that, Lord, you would open up, Lord, the truths of your word to our hearts. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would enlighten our minds and grant unto us greater understanding. And so bless our study, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As I mentioned last time, we started looking at the person of God.
Como hablábamos la última vez sobre la persona de Dios.
And as is obvious, that is a huge subject.
Y como es obvio, es algo muy grande de hablar.
We serve a powerful God.
Servimos a un Dios poderoso.
And so when we think about it, we must understand that God exists.
Tenemos que entender que Dios existe.
And God has the ability to make himself known even today.
Y Dios tiene poder para hacerse conocido a nosotros aún hoy.
God is.
Dios es.
He is the eternal one.
Él es Dios eternal.
He's without beginning and without end.
Él es sin empiezo y sin fin.
We even saw last time that God is infinite, meaning that you can't measure God.
Y aún estudiábamos que Dios es infinito. No podemos medir a Dios.
He's all powerful.
Él es todopoderoso.
He's ever present, meaning he's everywhere.
Él es omnipresente, diciendo que Él es en todo lugar.
We even said that He's all-knowing.
Aún Él es omnisciente, conoce todo.
And at the same time, He is immutable, meaning He doesn't change.
Y aún también es inmutable, diciendo que Él nunca cambia.
But this evening, what we want to begin looking at is the moral attributes of God.
En esta noche, lo que vamos a empezar estudiando es los atributos morales de Dios.
And these are the attributes that show the qualities of who God is.
Y estos son atributos que enseñan las calidades de quién es Dios.
What is God like?
¿Cómo es Dios?
How does God respond to certain things?
¿Cómo responde Dios a ciertas cosas?
And this is what we learn in the moral attributes of God.
Y de esto aprendemos acerca de los atributos morales de Dios.
So the first one we want to consider is God is holy.
Primero queremos considerar Dios es santo.
And you can see right beside that many scripture references that you can look at as we're talking about.
Ahí en la pantalla hay diferentes referencias en la Biblia que pueden buscar mientras que estamos estudiando esto.
In Exodus 15:11 it says, "Who is like unto you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders?"
Éxodo 15:11. ¿Quién como tú, Jehová, entre los dioses? ¿Quién como tú, magnífico en santidad, terrible en maravillosas hazañas, hacedor de prodigios?
And what this shows is that God is glorious in holiness.
Y esto nos enseña que Dios es glorioso en su santidad.
Leviticus 11:44 says, "I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy."
Levítico 11:44 dice, "Yo soy Jehová, vuestro Dios. Vosotros, por tanto, os santificaréis, y seréis santos, porque yo soy santo. Así que no contaminéis vuestras personas."
1 Samuel 2:2 says, "There is none holy as the Lord."
Primero de Samuel 2:2 dice, "No hay santo como Jehová."
1 Peter 1 in the New Testament, verses 15 through 16 says, But as he which has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, or be holy, for I am holy.
Primero de Pedro 1, 15 y 16, sino así como aquel os llamó es santo, ser también vosotros santos en toda vuestra manera de vivir, porque escrito está ser santos, porque yo soy santo.
Lastly, Revelation verse 4, chapter 4, verse 8 says, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come.
Apocalipsis 4:8. Los cuatro seres vivientes tenían cada uno seis alas, y alrededor y por dentro estaban llenos de ojos, y día y noche sin cesar decían, santo, santo, santo es el Señor Dios Todopoderoso, el que era, el que es y el que ha de venir.
It is very clear in the scripture that our God is a holy God.
Es muy claro en la escritura que Dios es santo.
And when it talks about his holiness,
y en hablar acerca de su santidad,
it means that God is absolutely morally pure.
Es en decir que la santidad de Dios es absoluta y moralmente puro.
God can't be tempted by sin.
Dios no puede ser tentado por pecado.
He is so completely holy that sin is outside of him.
Él es tan santo que el pecado está afuera de él.
Just think about it. His being, his very mind.
Piénsalo, su ser y su mente.
Everything about him is thoroughly, perfectly, and completely clean and pure.
Todo lo que es de Dios es completa, perfecta y completamente limpio y puro.
He's a holy God.
Dios es santo.
He is not the author of evil.
Él no es el autor de la malvadidad.
The word holy in Hebrew is kodesh, or it is kadosh.
En el hebreo, la palabra por santo o sagrado es kodesh o kadosh.
Those numbers beside those words are the Strong's references.
Los números acerca aquí en la pantalla son los números para la referencia de Strong's.
The Strong's Concordance.
Concordance.
And what it's defined as is to be clean and pure. It also is defined as holy one or saint.
Se define en ser limpio y puro, santo o santa.
And it's describing the holiness of God.
Y describe la santidad de Dios.
So God's holiness isn't just an attribute, but it's his very nature.
Entonces, la santidad de Dios no es meramente un atributo, sino que es su naturaleza.
God will only do what is right or that is pure.
Dios solo puede hacer lo que es correcto y santo.
And it's again because it's his very nature. It's who he is.
Y otra vez es porque esto es quien es Dios en su naturaleza.
The next one is God is love.
Siguiente, Dios es amor.
We know this very well.
Conocemos esto muy bien.
Even throughout the Old Testament, it declares that God is love.
Aún en el Antiguo Testamento declara que Dios es amor.
And it's been shown in many ways.
Y se ha sido demostrado en muchas maneras.
For instance, when God originally created man.
Por ejemplo, cuando Dios originalmente creó al hombre.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
En Génesis 1:28.
It says that God blessed man.
Dice que Dios bendijo al hombre.
At that time, after he created them, it says God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and so on and so forth.
Dijo Dios, los bendijo Dios y les dijo, fructificar y multiplicaos, llenar la tierra.
And so it describes that God in the very beginning blessed man.
Enseña, describe que en el principio Dios bendijo al hombre.
And this is because of God's love for you and me.
Por razón de el amor de Dios para usted y para mí.
In Genesis 3, verse 9,
en Génesis 3, 9,
we find the part where Adam and Eve were meeting God in the cool of the day.
Leemos acerca de cuando Adán y Eva se juntaban con Dios en cierta parte del día.
Sadly, they had partaken of the forbidden fruit and realized their nakedness.
Tristemente, habían tomado del fruto y reconocieron su desnudez.
But it's at this point that we see that God was seeking out Adam even after the fall.
Pero es en este punto que leemos que Dios buscaba a Adán aún después de su caída en
and
el pecado.
It says, the Lord God called to man and said to him, where are you?
En Génesis 9. Pero Jehová Dios llamó al hombre y le preguntó, ¿dónde estás?
This is God's love.
Esto es el amor de Dios.
God desiring fellowship with his creation.
Dios deseando relación con su creación.
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 21.
En Génesis 3, 21.
We find that even after the Lord got after man and even the serpent.
Leemos después que Dios corrigió a el hombre y aún el serpiente.
It was God's love for Adam and Eve that he covered their nakedness.
Por el amor de Dios, Dios cubrió la desnudez de Adán y Eva.
You see, God is holy.
Porque Dios es santo.
And because he's holy, sin can't dwell in his presence.
Y porque él es santo, el pecado no puede habitar en su presencia.
And yet, because God is love,
pero al mismo tiempo, porque Dios es amor,
it would be God that would provide the covering that would cover man's sin.
Es Dios quien proveyó para cubrir el pecado del hombre.
That covering that covered Adam and Eve.
Y eso lo que cubrió a Adán y Eva
was pointing to the ultimate covering of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Nos punta últimamente a la sangre de Jesucristo que nos cubra.
In order for there to have been skin clothes,
Para tener ropa de piel,
it meant that there had to have been a sacrifice.
Enseña que tuvieron que necesitar un sacrificio.
And so because God is love,
y porque Dios es amor,
he would provide a covering.
Él proveyó para que ser cubridos.
God loves humanity.
Dios ama a la humanidad.
And he provided a covering.
Y él proveyó el piel para cubrirlos.
And he did that through his son Jesus Christ.
Y aún lo hizo para nosotros por medio de Jesucristo,
in
su hijo.
In 1 John 4:16.
Primero de Juan 4:16.
It says clearly that God is love.
Dice claramente que Dios es amor.
It says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he that dwells in love, dwells in him.
Y nosotros hemos conocido y creído el amor que Dios tiene para con nosotros. Dios es amor, y el que permanece en amor, permanece en Dios, y Dios en él.
When it mentions there in 1 John 4:16 that God is love,
al mencionar en primero de Juan 4:16 que Dios es amor,
that word love is a Greek word, and it's agape.
La palabra amor está en el lenguaje griega y se traduce agape.
It's agape love.
Amor agape.
And what it means is benevolent or charitable care.
Y se define cuidado benévolo y caritativo.
There are other words in the Greek for love.
Hay otras palabras en el griego por la palabra amor.
For instance, filial love.
Por ejemplo, la palabra filio, amor.
And that kind of love is just the emotion of love.
Y ese tipo de amor es emocional.
And like our emotions, they can be, you can feel very loving, and other times you don't feel any love.
Y como nuestras emociones cambian, podemos sentir amor y en otro momento no sentir amado o ese amor.
Filial love changes.
Ese amor cambia.
Whereas agape love never changes.
Pero el amor agape nunca cambia.
And so agape love is different from all other forms of love because it's based on a willful choice to show kindness or benevolence without the response of the one that is loved.
El amor agape es diferente de todas las demás formas de amor porque se basa en una elección voluntaria de mostrar bondad, benevolencia sin la respuesta de la persona amada.
Think about that for a moment.
Piensa en esto.
God shows us love whether we're responding in love or not.
Dios demuestra su amor a nosotros mientras que nosotros respondemos en amor o no.
God loves us whether we love him or not.
Dios nos ama a nosotros si nosotros le amamos a él o no.
That's why it says, for God so loved the world.
Por eso la Biblia nos dice, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo.
That's why we can say God loves the sinner.
Por eso podemos decir que Dios ama al pecador.
Even though he hates the sin.
Aunque él odia el pecado.
This is a part of God's nature.
Esta es parte de la naturaleza de Dios.
God is love.
Dios es amor.
And that love doesn't change.
Y ese amor de Dios nunca cambia.
And like we said earlier, it's that very same love through which God provided a means for every sinner to become a saint.
Y por medio de ese mismo amor por nosotros, Dios proveyó perdón para cada pecador.
Now, the only way for that sinner to become a saint is if they will receive God's gift in his Son, Jesus Christ.
La única manera que un pecador puede cambiarse en ser santo es que la persona recibe el regalo de salvación que Dios nos ofrece.
Now, agape love is actually the most demonstrative love there is.
El amor agape es el amor más demostrativo que existe.
In Romans chapter 5, verse 8,
Romanos 5, 8,
it says this.
Dice así.
It says, God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Pero Dios muestra su amor para con nosotros en que siendo aún pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros.
God's love is agape love in that it even is demonstrated.
El amor de Dios es agape amor aún porque está demostrado a nosotros.
God loves you and me so much.
Dios nos ama a usted y a mí tanto.
We can even find a definition of this kind of love in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8.
Podemos leer de la definición de este tipo de amor en 1 de Corintios 13, versículos 4 a 8.
It says this.
Dice así.
Think about this in regards to agape love.
Piénsalo acerca de el amor agape.
This is the kind of love God has for you and for me.
El tipo de amor que Dios tiene a nosotros.
It says, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not, love flaunts not itself, and is not puffed up.
El amor es sufrido, es benigno, el amor no tiene envidia, el amor no es jactancioso, no es envanece.
Does not behave itself improperly, seeks not its own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil.
No hace nada indebido, no busca lo suyo, no se irrita, no guarda rencor.
Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
No se goza de la injusticia, sino que se goza en la verdad.
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
Todo lo sufre, todo lo cree, todo lo espera, todo lo soporta.
Love never fails.
El amor nunca deja de ser.
That word love there, agape.
Ese amor, es el agape amor.
This is the kind of love that God has for you and me.
De este amor tiene Dios a nosotros.
And so because God is love.
Y porque Dios es amor.
Because he is love, he's merciful.
Él es misericordioso.
In other words, he extends grace and favor without man even deserving it.
Él extiende la gracia y el favor sin que el hombre lo merezca.
We don't deserve it.
No lo merecemos.
We, thank God, are given mercy.
Damos gracias a Dios que recibimos su misericordia.
Look at Hebrews 8:12.
Hebreos 8:12.
It says, "For I will be merciful towards their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more."
Porque seré propicio a sus injusticias y nunca más me acordaré de sus pecados ni de sus maldades.
When we come to God through Jesus Christ,
cuando venimos a Dios por medio de Jesucristo,
God shows us mercy.
Dios demuestra misericordia.
Because
a nosotros.
God is love, he's also long suffering or patient.
Porque Dios es amor, él es también paciente.
In other words, he suffers long with man's rebellion.
Sufre mucho con la rebelión del hombre.
Look at 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
Segundo de Pedro 3:9.
Says the Lord is not slow concerning his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient with us, because he does not want any to perish, but all to come to repentance.
El Señor no retarda su promesa, según algunos la tienen por tardanza, sino que es paciente para con nosotros, no queriendo que ninguno perezca, sino que todos proceden al arrepentimiento.
Because God is love,
porque Dios es amor.
He's also good.
Él es bueno.
In other words, he desires what is best for humanity.
Él desea lo mejor para la humanidad.
Turn to Matthew chapter 5.
Mateo 5.
And it says this, Matthew 5 verse 45.
Mateo 5:45.
It says that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust.
Para que seáis hijos de vuestro Padre que está en los cielos, que hace salir su sol sobre los malos y buenos, y llover sobre justos y injustos.
God is a good God.
Dios es bueno.
And he does desire the best for you and me.
Y él desea lo mejor para usted y para mí.
And it's not only for you and me as Christians, but for all of us as human beings.
Y no solo para usted y yo como cristianos, sino por toda humanidad.
It's like it said there in Matthew, that he allows the sun to shine on both the just and on the unjust.
Como dice en Mateo, él hace salir su sol sobre los malos y los buenos.
He allows the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and the rain to fall on both the just and unjust.
Y llover sobre justos y injustos.
This is a good God.
Él es Dios bueno.
And it says we need to be good like our God is good.
Y nosotros debemos de ser buenos como nuestro Dios es bueno.
That's why we should be very kind towards our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Por eso debemos de ser amables a nuestros hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
But we must also be the same towards our unbelieving neighbors and friends, those in the world.
Y debemos de ser amables a nuestros vecinos o conocidos del mundo que no sirven a Dios.
Lastly, because God is love, he's also kind.
Porque Dios es amor, él es amable.
In other words, God has a generous, warm, and compassionate nature.
Dios tiene una naturaleza generosa y compasiva.
Look again at 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4.
Primero de Corintios 13, 4.
And it says, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love flaunts not itself and is not puffed up.
Dice, el amor es sufrido, es benigno, el amor no tiene envidia. El amor no es jactancioso, no se envanece.
Again, love or God, because he's love, is a kind God.
Porque Dios es amor, Dios es amable.
Look at Luke chapter 15.
Ahora Lucas 15.
And it says this, Luke 15, verses 21 through 24.
Versículos 21 a 24.
And here we have a familiar story.
Una historia conocida tenemos aquí.
We all remember the story of the prodigal son.
Sobre el hijo pródigo.
He has left and wasted all of his inheritance.
Él se fue y gastó su herencia.
Finally, he's at a breaking point.
Y está en un momento quebrado.
And he comes to himself, the scripture says.
Y viene al entendimiento él mismo.
And finally he returns to his father, broken, and yet his father forgives him.
Regresó a su padre quebrantado y su padre le perdonó.
His father sees him a long ways away.
El padre lo vio en una larga distancia.
And he runs to embrace his son.
Y él corrió a abrazar su hijo.
And even though his son wasted everything,
aunque su hijo gastó todo,
his father showed him kindness.
Su padre le enseñó ser bondadoso.
Look at Luke 15, verses 21 through 24.
Lucas 15, 21 a 24.
It says, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and before you I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
El hijo le dijo, Padre, he pecado contra el cielo y contra ti, y ya no soy digno de ser llamado tu hijo.
But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet.
Y el padre le dijo a sus siervos, sacar el mejor vestido y vestirle y poner un anillo en su dedo y calzado en sus pies.
Bring here the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry.
Traer el becerro gordo y matarlo y comamos y hagamos fiesta.
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to be merry.
Porque este mi hijo muerto era y ha revivido, se había perdido y es hallado, y comenzaron a regocijarse.
This is so beautiful of a story.
Esta historia es muy bella.
God is showing kindness to his son.
Dios está enseñando ser bondadoso.
His father loved his son.
El padre amaba al hijo.
And when you and I come to the Lord,
cuando usted y yo venemos a Dios,
God delights in showing you and me kindness.
Dios se deleita en demostrar ser bondadoso a nosotros.
When the sinner turns to the Lord,
cuando el pecador se arrepienta y viene al Señor,
because God is love, he will show him kindness.
Porque Dios es amor, se va a enseñarse ser bondadoso.
Think about this.
Piensa de esto.
For those of us that have come to the Lord and we are in the family of God.
Para nosotros que hemos entrado en ser parte de la familia de Dios.
God's heart is towards us.
El corazón de Dios es para nosotros.
And he delights in showing you and me kindness.
Y se deleita en enseñarnos a ser bondadoso a nosotros.
There's something about being around kind people.
Hay algo en estar alrededor de gente bondadosa.
You like to be around them.
Te gusta estar alrededor de ellos.
You feel comfortable in their presence.
Te sientes confortable en esa presencia.
Whereas if someone isn't kind,
pero cuando alguien no es bondadoso,
they don't say hi to you.
No te saludan.
They have an ugly look on their face.
Tienen una mirada malo a usted.
You tend to not want to be around those people.
No hay el deseo tanto de estar alrededor de esa gente.
But when you know someone is kind,
pero cuando conoces que alguien es bondadosa,
you love being in their presence.
Amas estar en esa presencia.
God wants us to be kind.
Dios quiere que nosotros seamos bondadosos.
We need to be kind towards our brothers and our sisters.
A nuestros hermanos y hermanas.
And we need to be aware sometimes how we are responding or how we are acting around people.
Y de ser alertos de la manera que nos conductamos alrededor de la gente.
Like we see in the scripture.
Como leemos en la escritura.
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 45.
En Mateo 5:45.
The scripture says that we need to be like our Father in heaven.
Debemos de ser como nuestro Padre en el cielo, nos dice esa escritura.
He's merciful.
Él es misericordioso.
So let's be merciful.
Seamos misericordiosos.
He's patient. So let's be patient.
Él es paciente. Seamos nosotros con paciencia.
He's good.
Él es bueno.
And so let's be good people.
Entonces seamos una gente buena.
And lastly, he is kind.
Dios es bondadoso.
And so let's be kind.
Entonces seamos bondadosos también.
Let's be children of our Father above.
Seamos hijos de nuestro Padre celestial.
We'll continue looking at the moral attributes of God next time.
Vamos a continuar estudiando los atributos morales de Dios el siguiente vez.
So let's go ahead and say a prayer together.
Vamos a cerrar en oración.
Lord, we do ask that you would continue to be with us this evening. We thank you, Lord, for your word which continues to bring out who you are, your very nature. Help us to be like you are, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to be like our Heavenly Father, that we would be kind and merciful, good, patient, full of love, Lord. We pray that we would be holy like you are holy. And so we ask that you would do this in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we're thankful that you are patient with us as you're working on us. But we do pray, Lord, mold and shape us into the likeness of Christ. And so we thank you for all that we're getting from this study. We pray that you'd continue to open your word to our hearts. Bless all that have connected this evening. And we thank you for this with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.